The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Hello. Good afternoon and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky. And I'm always pleased to bring you the daily briefing at 3 p.m., or at least within the 3 o'clock hour, Monday through Friday on ktqa.org. It right now is 22 minutes past the 3 o'clock hour on this Wednesday, February 3rd. And remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov, and the state's data dashboards are found online at doh.wa.gov/COVID-data-dashboard. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. You can also text the coronavirus hotline by texting 211-211, and if you dial 211, you'll get connected to community resources statewide through the United Way. You can also visit wa211.org online. Our state news for today includes that a third-party data breach resulted in personal data of some applicants to the state unemployment system being released without authorization. If you think you could be a victim of this cyber incident, you can find out more details online at the State Auditor's Office website, sao.wa.gov/breach. 2021. The governor recently issued a proclamation to align state foster care services with updates required under new federal law. Foster youth over 18 years old who have opted to receive extended foster care services will no longer age out at 24 years old during the COVID-19 pandemic. Age limits and some eligibility requirements have been eliminated in order to support these young adults who receive foster care as minors. For more information, you can call the Department of Children, Youth, and Families at 1-800-723-4831, or you can go online to dcyf.wa.gov. On everyone's mind is whether we can get the vaccine or not. Washingtonians, you can all find out whether you're eligible right now for the COVID-19 vaccine online at findyourphasewa.org. The following website, covidvaccinewa.org, is also a great source of vaccine information from the State Department of Health. And for those local to Pierce County, you can go to vaxtothefuture.org. The State Department of Health notes that its mass vaccination clinics in Eastern Washington and Clark County are available only to folks who reside or work in Washington State. Quit telling your friends from outside of Washington to come get vaccinated here, because each state has their own allocations. The following health systems and clinics in our region are offering vaccine appointments for eligible individuals: MultiCare, Virginia Mason Franciscan Health, Kaiser Permanente, CMAR, Ording Family Practice, OM Life Health Clinic, and University Place Medical Clinic. UW Medicine is pausing further first-dose vaccine appointments. Anyone, though, who has already made an appointment with UW Medicine System will be able to get their first and second dose of vaccine. The following pharmacies also have vaccine programs by appointment: Safeway Pharmacies in Bonnie Lake and Lakewood, Kirk's Pharmacy in Eatonville, Lincoln Pharmacy in Tacoma, Albertson's Pharmacy in Puyallup. Community vaccination sites for vulnerable, underserved individuals are now open in South King County. They are at the Showwear Center in Kent and at the General Services Administration Complex in Auburn. Online appointment registration opens for those clinics. It is open now, so you can go to kingcounty.gov/vaccine. Registration is only open to certain elderly or other high-risk residents of South King County. For more information by phone, you can call 206-263-9600. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department expects to announce more pop-up vaccine events soon and urges Pierce County residents to follow the department's social media posts and keep an eye on their website for more opportunities. Individuals can also sign up for email notifications in Pierce County in advance of future COVID-19 community vaccination events by going to tpchd.org/notify. And for our regional news, the two-week COVID-19 case rate per 100,000 people in Pierce County was 342. That's up from 336 yesterday. There were 117 new COVID-19 cases reported today. Also within our region, the Renton-based African Americans Reach and Teach Health Ministry is hosting COVID-19 peer educator training for adults who want to support grassroots efforts in Black and Brown communities around COVID-19 prevention. An online training will take place this Saturday, February 6th, from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Participants will learn the basic structure and reproductive processes of viruses in general and of SARS-CoV-2 in particular. That's the virus that causes COVID-19. Participants will also understand the treatment targets of antiretroviral therapy used to treat COVID-19 disease and be able to explain how vaccines work to slow the spread of disease. For more information and to participate, you can call 206-850-2070 or you can email marydh@aarth.org. Again, that's the African Americans Reach and Teach Health Ministry. Pierce County has a behavioral health services locator to help residents find programs by provider, location, insurance provider, and more. You can go to piercecountywa.gov/BHP. The City of Tacoma is seeking resident feedback about the community's housing growth strategy through an online survey available in English, Spanish, Vietnamese, Russian, and Khmer. You can take the survey and learn more online at cityoftacoma.org/homeintacoma. For those that might be experiencing COVID-19 symptoms, there are lots of free testing sites in our region, including at MultiCare, Franciscan, and Kaiser facilities, at Community Healthcare and Seymour Community Health Centers, at Cheney Stadium, and at Lakewood State Emissions Testing Center, and more. You can go to coronavirus.wa.gov and follow links for Find COVID Testing Near Me for specific locations. In addition to those permanent regular testing locations, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department's mobile testing events during the rest of the week include Thursday, February 4th. The department will be testing at Pacific Lutheran University, and on Friday, February 5th, they'll be at Eatonville High School, as well as at Asia Pacific Cultural Center in Tacoma. Testing runs from 10 a.m. to 3 a.m. It's free. No ID is required. It's open to anyone, and you can check tpchd.org for specifics. There are three Walgreens pharmacies in our region that are now offering free drive-up rapid antigen testing for people ages 3 and up. One is in Tacoma at 38th and Pacific Avenue. The other Walgreens are at Kent, located at 27112 132nd Ave Southeast, and the Walgreens in Lakewood, located at 8224 Stillcombe Boulevard Southwest. Patients using the Walgreens testing method must pre-register online at walgreens.com/COVID-19testing. You've been listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing brought to you by me, Becky, every Monday through Friday at the 3 o'clock hour. If you missed any part of today's Daily Briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replay right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. Remember, you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma, 211 for Community Resources, and you can dial to reach us, 253-330-8821. If you aren't on our email list yet, go to ktqa.org/contact and let us know you'd like to be included. Stay safe, wash up, keep your mask on, up over mouth and nose. Talk to you tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.